flash flood warning in effect for several counties around Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee voters are heading to the polls today for the first day of early voting since the state house changed district boundaries, so they may find different names on their ballots. But the 7th district, which includes parts of North Nashville, was the least changed from redistricting in May. Republican incumbent Matt Van Epps is running unopposed less than a year after winning a special congressional race for the seat. As for the Democratic primary, WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao gives us the lay of the land.
Before redistricting, veteran and English teacher Joshua Warren Sales had also been running unopposed for the Democratic primary. But then State Representative Vincent Dixie and Nashville businessman Darden Copeland rejoined the race for District 7 after the maps were redrawn. Having lost their primary runs for December's special congressional race to Tennessee Representative Afton Bain. Bain said she chose not to run for re-election after she and her family received death threats for her initial bid, in which she narrowed the gap between her and the Republican winner by nearly a dozen points.
You can find more info on the races and which you'll be voting in online at WPLN.org. Knoxville civil rights figure Josephine Goss Sims has died at age 82. Sims served as a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging Knoxville's Board of Education plan that would have allowed students to transfer back to their formerly segregated schools years after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Brown v. Board of Education. In Sims' case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the policy violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Sims, who graduated prior to the 1963 ruling, later became the first black teacher at a predominantly white high school in Knoxville. Again, flash flood warnings are in effect for several counties around Nashville. Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Murray, Montgomery, Robertson, and Williamson County all have flash flood warnings. If you run across a flooded road, it might not look that dangerous, but it is. Turn around. Don't drown.